In the book you are about to listen to, Salamisha Tillett picks up the story of The Color Purple as it is published and explains the slowness of the publisher in realizing that this was a book for the whole country and the world. It was a resistance to the miraculous by people expecting the ordinary. Publishing also tends to apply adjectives to authors, and a Black woman writer must be limited and special, not limitless and universal. It's interesting that publishers, scholars, and critics so often assume that white males, like the Russian Tolstoy or the French Proust, are great writers Americans will understand and love. Yet, they may resist the idea that a Black woman writer who shares their country and language will have a universal appeal here and around the world. Fortunately, readers refuse to be predicted by those publishers and critics. But to come back to my own personal history with The Color Purple, there were two accidental moments when I realized that this book about poor people in the rural American South would really be universal for people everywhere. Both were also meetings related to traveling, which, as you can see, I do a lot of. First, I was in Tokyo and happened to meet Yumiko Yanagisawa, who had translated The Color Purple into Japanese. She had fallen in love with the simplicity of Alice's writing and somehow managed to convey this in her own more formal and ancient language. I couldn't imagine how this was possible, since Alice wrote as her people spoke, without even the quotation marks and apostrophes that, in this country, let the reader and the writer share the superior knowledge that this was a dialect, not standard English. Yumiko told me with tears in her eyes that she believed it was the first time such simplicity was the unapologetic entirety of a great novel. Second, I met accidentally in an airport a woman who was translating Alice's novel into Chinese. Amazingly, she told me a parallel story. She had chosen some part of rural China for the language of its country people, whose speech also had not been used in a great novel or serious literature before. Ever since then, I've wondered if that translation included words from the famous Nushu writing invented by women in Hunan province. Forbidden to go to school, they used this secret woman-only written language to send letters to each other. Many letters have survived, even though their correspondence